we pray for wisdom, your voice to hear. And we cry in anger when we cannot feel you near.
Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. We're taking a look at Abraham's journey. We are journeying with him as we gain greater insight into our own journeys as a result of studying Abraham's journey. That's the whole goal. That's the whole purpose of this journey, to take a look at his journey and see the similarities between our own. Where are there some common events, some common principles, some common tests, even if they're different in the details? They may be similar in some of the general natures of the test. We will worship, and then we will come back to you. Do you hear faith in God in that statement? We will worship, and then we will come back to you. For Abraham, this wasn't just a time of sacrificing burnt offering where the offering was his son. This was going to be a time of worship. And then they would come back. Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering, verse 6, and placed it on his son Isaac. And he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, he's carrying the very knife that he's going to use to take his son's life as he offers him as a burnt offering. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, "Father?" "Yes, my son," Abraham replied. "The fire and wood are here," Isaac said, "but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Isaac had been growing up with his father. He knew how this worked. Burnt offering, and he knew that a lamb was called for. And of course, we know that very often when lambs are given up for offerings, they don't fight back. They don't refuse to be offered up. They go along. Isn't it interesting that Isaac would ask his father this question, "Where is the lamb?" And you would hear his father's response. "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them went on together. Abraham had some tremendous insight into his God, his friend. And he knew that some kind of way God was going to provide a lamb for the burnt offering. God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering. Very significant, because a lamb would be required to be slain for the sins of mankind. It would have to be a lamb that would be perfect. No blemishes, no injuries. The lamb was going to have to be perfect. That's the way they brought those lambs to the offering when they offered them up to God in that day, in Abraham's day. A lamb without defect, a lamb without blemish, it had to be perfect. One of the first, and specifically males, dedicated to the Lord. God himself will provide the lamb. Who provided the Lord Jesus, the sacrificial lamb who died for the sins of the world? God. God provided his son. He sent his son, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, so that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. God provided the lamb. God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. Interesting, all the work that he had to do. He couldn't just pick a rock that was in the region that God told him to go to. Once he went there, and again, we're talking several days travel one way, carrying all the items that would be needed. And then once he got there, he had to build the altar. He built the altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. I was telling you a little earlier about the bond, the love that was growing between father and son, between Abraham and Isaac. I told you how intimately aware Isaac was of the way these offerings worked because his father had taught him. He had no doubt seen a number of times offerings made unto the Lord by now. And as I told you, he was in his teens at this time, old enough, big enough, literally big enough. I don't mean big enough as far as attitude, big enough physically to say, no, 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 no. Father, I love you, but I can't let you do this to me. No, you're getting ready to kill me and make me the offering? I'm your son. I'm not a lamb. I'm a human being. Isaac had to be old enough to have offered up resistance if he so chose. Because remember, in the garden, when the Lord Jesus was praying, he prayed, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Jesus was old enough and big enough to have said, Father, I don't want to go through this. Call it off. But he never would say that. Instead, he prayed three times and he said, if the only way this cup can pass from me is for me to drink from it, thy will be done. And when the soldiers came to arrest him and to start that pretend trial, he let them know, if I wanted to, I could call on my angels now. I could call on my father. He would send legions of angels and it would have been all over. But the Lord Jesus had made the decision. He was going to obey his father to the nth degree. That he was going to please his father to the nth degree. And the Bible tells us it pleased the father to bruise the son because he knew the benefit that it was going to bring everyone who would then believe in the son and be saved from our sins. Verse 10, then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham. The angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven. I've told you before that very often when you see this phrase, the angel of the Lord, and sometimes it is written the angel of God, the angel of God. Most often, it is written, the angel of the Lord. When you see that, you are seeing a reference to God the Son before he was made flesh, before he came to earth in human form through Mary. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham. Now, I know some of you might be saying, wait a minute now, come on. You shared a lot of good information with us before, but I'm still having trouble with this whole thing of the angel of the Lord having been Jesus before he became a human being. Stay with me. The scriptures will bear it out themselves.
And long that we